Welcome, everyone. I am Michael, your host for Antediluvian Revelations. This is the 20th episode of the 4th edition podcast reading of the poetic retelling of the Book of Enoch, the Prophet. The complete text of this 4th edition is currently available as a free download in PDF format from polyatlotionpubs.com. Be sure to download your free copy of this revelational guide to the future of mankind. In this episode, Noah's contribution to Enoch's third parable might cause some confusion, but wisdom, knowledge, and understanding will enable God's eternal truth to become revealed when having humility. It is a matter of having humility when repenting and accepting the correction of this prophecy. Pridefulness and stubbornness are sins against God, and none may walk the path of salvation in the Holy Spirit without the willingness to have humility and accept correction through prophecy. The Book of Enoch was the first text of ancient Hebrew literature that predicts the apocalyptic end of mankind and the advent of Jesus Christ. Get ready for the second coming of Jesus Christ. Get ready for the apocalypse. In those days, these waters will be to the kings, the princes, to the exalted, and to the earth's inhabitants, for eternal torment of their souls and bodies. These cauldrons of superheated waters and lava will become the everlasting judgment of their souls. They will be full of revile, revelry, and rivalry, that they are summarily judged in their bodies because they have denied the Lord of Spirits. Although they perceive their condemnation day by day, they will refuse to believe in His name. Just as the inflammation of their bodies will be great, so shall their spirits undergo a change forever. For no word uttered before the Lord of Spirits shall be in vain. Judgment has come upon them because they trusted in their carnal revelry and denied the Lord of Spirits. In those days after God's judgment for mankind, the waters of that valley will be changed. For when the fallen angels will be judged, the temperature of those springs of waters will also change. When the holy angels, the saints, and the elect have ascended, being granted mercy by God for their innocence, the water of the springs will undergo a change, becoming frozen once again. When those fallen angels have descended to their fate, being sentenced a final punishment for their crimes, the water of the springs will undergo a change, becoming superheated once again. Then Noah heard Holy Michael saying,
"This judgment of the fallen angels shall bear testimony against the kings, princes, and those who possess the earth as evidence of their lies and deception of the righteous. These waters of the springs will become a lake, being God's judgment and covering all of the earth to destroy the wicked and the Nephilim, the offspring of those fallen angels. The deluge will be for the purpose of healing the planet and to be the example of what God has forbidden. Eternal beings will not mate with ephemeral beings. Extraterrestrials may not mate with earthlings. Males may not mate with other males, and females will not mate with females, because these crimes are an abomination to God. God would not do what He has prohibited either, because there is only one God, and He is Yahweh."
Michael also told Noah that others, those who will dwell on the earth in a distant future time, will come to know and commit these crimes of immorality, will not perceive nor believe that there must be a change in their ways, that the way of these waters that cleanse the earth in Noah's time will become fire upon the earth, blazing over the entire planet and leaving nothing alive on it. Afterwards, the Holy Spirit taught Noah the Book of Enoch, the book of Noah's great-grandfather, which only the Holy Spirit can teach to a man, and showed to him the characteristical marks of all the secret things in that book. Noah learned the parables, their protections, the meanings, and the path of angels. Noah inserted the marks within the text so that they were the guidance for his offspring to live with righteousness, that they might cast out demons, heal the sick, prophesy in the name of the Lord of Spirits, and tell the truth, teaching others to know God, become kings of righteousness, uniting heaven and earth, and forever blessing the Lord and repenting with the hope for an inheritance of everlasting life. At that time, Holy Michael spoke up and said to Raphael,
"The power of the Spirit hurries me away and impels me on. The severity of the judgment of the secret judgment of the angels makes this message urgent. Who is capable of knowing the severity of God's judgment, which will take place and become permanent, without being melted at the sight of it?"
Raphael bowed his head in understanding of this question. Again, Holy Michael spoke to Holy Raphael.
"Who is there whose heart is not softened by this truth, and whose emotions are not troubled by this knowledge? Judgment has gone forth against those fallen watchers, by those who have dragged them away to confinement, with all of this happening in the presence of the Lord of Spirits."
In a similar manner of expressing his realization of the severity, Holy Raphael said to Raphael,
"The condemned fallen watchers, the spirits of their offspring, and the sons of men who worship them as false gods, shall not go before the eyes of the Lord, because they have offended the Lord of Spirits. For they have conducted themselves as if they were gods, possessed men as demons, and worshipped idols as men." Therefore, he will bring upon them all a secret judgment forever. Neither the holy angels nor the innocent among them will receive a portion of the punishment reserved for them, but they alone will receive their own judgment forever.
"Just as it is written, so will it be,"
saith the Lord. After this judgment becomes fully known to them, they shall be astonished and irritated, these transgressing extraterrestrial sons of God, the demonic spirits of their offspring, and the pagan heretics who worship them. For their condemnation will be proven to the inhabitants of the earth in the writing of this book about these antediluvian revelations. Behold, here are the names of those fallen angels. The first of them is Shamyaza, the second Aristakappa, the third Armin, the fourth Kakabel, the fifth Turel, the sixth Rumiel, the seventh Daniel, the eighth Kael, the ninth Barakel, the tenth Azazel, the 11th Armers, the 12th Batarael, the 13th Basasael, the 14th Ananel, the 15th Turiel, the 16th Semapisel, the 17th Yetarel, the 18th Tumael, the 19th Darel, the 20th Rumel, and the 21st Azazel, whose name must not be spoken. These are the chiefs of the angels, the names of the leaders of the hundreds, the leaders of the fifties, and the leaders of the tens. These are the names of the condemned, whose names correlate to centuries of suffering. And the last of them was the worst of them all, because he taught men to know the secrets of war, the way of which will bring mankind to self-destruction in that year, within that century, in a secret time that will become known to all of humanity when the abomination of desolation appears in the city of Jerusalem, surrounded by all of the armies of men and besieged from within and without. These are the names of those who swore, the ringleaders who conspired to commit the crime. The name of the first is Yakun. It was he who seduced all the sons of God, the holy angels, causing them to descend on earth in order to deceive the offspring of men. The name of the second is Jezebel, who pointed out evil counsel to the sons of God and induced them to corrupt their bodies by procreating with females to redirect the evolution of mankind from God's natural plan. The name of the third is Gadriel. He discovered every stroke of death to the children of men. He assisted Azazel in the crime of discovering to men the instruments of death, the coat of mail, the shield, and the sword for slaughter, every instrument of death ever known and that will become known to mankind. From his hand, all of these things were made available to those who dwell upon the earth from that time throughout history. The name of the fourth is Penumway. He discovered to the children of men bitterness and sweetness. He pointed out to them every secret of wisdom God gave to angels, and he taught men to understand writing and to use ink and paper. There have been numerous who have gone astray in this writing from every period of time in the world until this day. For men were not born to confirm with pen and ink their faith, because these things were not created for this purpose, except that these things might prove God's eternal truth with righteousness and purity, unlike the fallen angels. The name of the fifth is Abaddon, who destroys everything, and whose knowledge will cause men to perish when they endeavor to destroy themselves. The name of the sixth is Cassiade. He discovered to the children of men every wicked stroke of spirits and demons and how to conjure them, the stroke of the embryo in the womb to possess it, and the stroke of the spirit by the bite of the serpent. The name of the seventh is Satan. He inspired them all to prideful heresies, and his stroke, which was given in the midday, became offspring of this circularly scaled one, whose skin and appearance was like a serpent. These were the names of the members of the Cabal, the principal members who swore an oath to defy the will of the Most High God and committed the crime against humanity that the Holy Watchers revealed unto the Most High God, who came to earth dwelling in his glory to judge them for their transgression. Among those who had gone with them, who later separated himself from the others, splitting from them and the group being afraid, spoke to Holy Michael to report their crimes, in secrecy that his name be kept from them, that they must remember the oath they took, when in the presence of the Most High, they did agree to abide by his commandments for the powers of their eternal lives in the heavens, that such gifts from God not be used to make themselves gods among men. He, this secret one, ask that those who pointed out every secret thing to the children of men might tremble at his name and that oath. This is the power of that oath, for powerful it is and strong. God established this oath of non-interference, made known here by the hand of Holy Michael, who tells all of the world God's eternal truth, of God's eternal love for all of his creation, that all of it exists as he directs, and none may ever interfere with it. These are the secrets of the oath, and by it all were confirmed. Because of this oath, the earth's foundation became water, which conceals the parts of the hills beneath it, and allows all life to proceed from it as creation having life, because this water is life, until the end of the world. By this oath, the sea was formed on earth, and it became the founding reason for God's creation of life on planets like earth, all throughout the universe. During the period of time when there was the initial fury, God established the sand against it, that sand which tells the passage of time, which continues flowing without change forever. By this oath, the abyss has been made strong. It can never be revoked from its declaration forever and ever. By this oath, the stars complete their progress through the heavens. When their names are called, they respond forever and ever. Thus, throughout the universe, there are other planets, with atmospheres, water, and soil having life, breathing life, in all manners and stages of growth and evolution. There the treasures of God are kept as splendors, like thunder and lightning. There are kept the treasures of hail, frost, snow, rain, and dew. All of these confess and laud praises before the Lord of Spirits. They glorify God with all their power and praise. He sustains them all in that act of thanksgiving, and they laud, glorify, and exalt the name of the Lord of Spirits forever and ever. With all of these planets having creatures who live and breathe, God establishes this oath of sanctuary for their protection, so that they and their paths of evolution are preserved, nor does their progress perish. Great is their joy to Him. They bless, glorify, and exalt the Lord, because the name of the Son of Man was revealed to them. He sat upon the throne of His glory, and the principal part of the judgment was assigned to Him. Sinners will disappear and perish from the face of the earth, while those who seduce them shall be bound with the chains of eternal torment in hell. According to their ranks of corruption, they will be imprisoned, and all their works will disappear from the face of the earth. Thenceforward, there will not be any of them remaining to corrupt humanity, for the Son of Man will have been seen sitting on the throne of His glory. Everything wicked will disappear, departing from before His face, and the words of the Son of Man will become powerful in the presence of the Holy Spirit forever and ever. This is the end of the three parables of Enoch. This concludes episode 20 of Antediluvian Revelations, a poetic retelling of the book of Enoch, the prophet. This episode presented subsegments 7 through 12 of part 2, canto 5 from the 4th edition. All of the music selections used in these podcasts come from YouTube's content creator resources, and all tracks are copyright free for content creators who publish their works on YouTube. This audio podcast series is available for free on all of your favorite audio platforms or on YouTube and the Polyet Loggia Publishing YouTube channel. There is a great significance to the message delivered by Michael in this episode, but there is also a great significance to the prediction of timing for the apocalypse being the 21st century, when the name of Azazel becomes known to all the world as the one whom God abhors the most for his blasphemy. While the name of Satan has been known for centuries, he was only one of seven conspirators who led the other angels to rebellion against God, but it was Azazel who led men to murder each other for power and dominance in the world. The apocalypse will be caused by men who seek power and dominance over others in the world during the 21st century. This is the last episode for part 2, but Enoch's book continues to reveal more predictions of future events. Be sure to subscribe for notifications of the next release. Thank you for listening. I am Michael.